But it's another little house out there. What do you call that?
Shed.
Have you ever heard of a dog trot house?
No, I have a dog house.
Not a dog trot. What do you call a house with a long entry hall that is set at a 90 degree angle to a large single room? A long entry hall that is set.
A runaround.
Okay, but now it's a long entry hall and it kind of branches out like that.
You mean a long, it's one big room?
No, it's a long entry hallway like that and it kind of sets out like that. Have you ever seen those? Are you familiar with those kind of houses?
No.
What about an L-shaped house?
Yeah, I haven't told them to build a house in L-shape.
Have you ever seen any other small houses of distinctive design? Can you think of any other kind of houses?
Well, what do you call these houses to build, you know?
Okay. What kind of buildings house several or many families?
Apartments.
Have you ever used the term row house?
Yeah, I got a row house.
What do you call a large building in which residents own the place and share the expenses of maintenance?
That's a hotel.
Have you ever used the term condominium?
Condominium.
All right, what's a flat?
That's a big old, long building called the flat, a lot of rooms, you know.
Okay. Now, most apartment buildings have a man who does certain amount of plumbing and electrical repair.
They call that the janitor.
Okay. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard or a garden?
Why, you need a lawnmower, rake, shovel, picks.
All right. Now, let me, I'm going to mention some terms. I want you to tell me what they mean to you. A lawnmower manually powered.
Well, I push it, but you said.
A lawnmower electrically or gasoline powered.
It's a motor pulling.
A lawnmower riding.
It's a riding lawnmower. I can drive the car, you know. That's scary me along.
A tiller.
Well, a tiller's a turn up the land with you.
A hand trowel.
Hand trowel to lay bricks and rocks with.
Have you ever used one of those little tools with several prongs? You must hunker down to use it.
The little cut grass?
Yeah, pull up the grass.
I know what you're talking about. Some cut the sickle.
Okay, what about a hand fork?
Yeah, a hand fork.
Now, what's the difference between a hand fork and a pitch fork?
Oh, a pitch fork got a long handle. You pick up hay, so that's what a fork is for. On the short handle fork. Well, you mean the fork you eat with this?
No, I meant you're right. Okay, what kind of rake do you use to gather leaves in the fall?
I use yard rake.
Do you use a different kind in the garden for breaking up the dirt?
Oh, yeah, you use stiff rake, but these hand rake, they made out of some sort of like a wire, not a wire, tin or something, you know. So, garden rake is made out of steel hard like this pencil.
Okay, now what you tell me?
You can dig up the ground with it.
All right. I want you to tell me the difference between a manual hedge trimmer and a power hedge trimmer.
A manual hedge trimmer is manhandling, and the power hedge trimmer runs by electricity.
If a pretty good-sized tree blew down, what might you use to cut it up with?
You get a tree saw.
What's the difference between a tree saw and a chainsaw?
A chain, well, that's the same thing. A saw, two men can saw, you know, hammer on each end, cross-cut saw, they call it.
Okay.
But a chainsaw is one man, you know, it's run by motor.
All right. Will you name and describe as many kinds of meat from cattle, hogs, and sheep as you can?
Well, the backbone, the steak, the ham, shoulders, feet, ears, hogs.
What do we get from poetry?
Chicken.
All right, what kind of chicken?
Any chicken. Game chicken, Plymouth Rocks.